Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. Does South Africa have the potential to transition away from coal? Roger Lilly is our energy analyst. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning to you, and thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well, except this whole electricity thing is just becoming more and more of a frustration. We seem to have settled in to every evening load shedding. It's just something we've come to almost accept now.
Yes, yes. And it's really remarkable because recently the CEO of Eskom said that we shouldn't accept load shedding as the new norm. But it is the new normal. Whether he thinks we shouldn't accept it as such or not. But in answer to your question, the reality is that South Africa could transition away from coal fairly easily. I say fairly easily because obviously there are some serious implications associated with that. We certainly have the promise of money to make it possible. $8.5 billion has been offered by, you remember, at COP26 in Glasgow last year. So we do believe that money is available for the project, but the money has not yet been released simply because, frankly speaking, we seem to lack political will. For example, the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy has not changed the Integrated Resource Plan to reflect the new transitioned situation. He keeps harping on about new coal, clean coal, which of course is a contradiction in terms, and nuclear, which is wonderful. Nuclear is a great technology. We just can't afford it. So we should just forget, dreaming about things we can't have and rather focus on what we can have and supply the country with the electricity it needs now for the economy to recover and create jobs. I thought that was what the government's responsibility was.
So there's so much talk about this, but we're just not getting there. Although yesterday there was some sort of announcement about the city of Johannesburg saying that they're not going to be relying that much on Eskom. Is that realistic?
It's very realistic, and every large metro could do it. But the reality is that it becomes expensive when you lose the economy of scale, because the city obviously is large enough to make it viable. But the electricity tariff will certainly go up to compensate for it. And, if you can do this nationally, where you're serving 50, 55 million people instead of a city where you're serving, I don't know what it is, 4.5, 5 million people, then obviously one can understand the benefit of economy of scale.
And absolutely vital. Our government blocking the independence?
Well, let me put it to you this way. They're certainly not supporting. The Minister of Energy should by now have relooked at the Integrated Resource Plan, which was published in 2019. If you read the preamble to it, which is published in the Government Gazette of October 2019, you will find that this is supposed to be reviewed every 24 months, every 2 years. Well, we're well past that now, and I know that the excuse was COVID, because COVID is a very convenient excuse for all sorts of things that you don't want to get done. But the reality is that by now, really, people should be relooking at the Integrated Resource Plan and saying, well, in the light of the promise of these foreign governments in Glasgow last year, we should now start changing the figures and saying, well, we obviously now need to add a lot more solar and a lot more wind and start reducing our requirement on coal. Now, I think it must also be understood that you're not going to switch over, like turning a light on and off. This is going to take 10 years, perhaps more, to do the transition. But if you don't plan for it, it will never happen. And so, I understand the minister's concern about the mining, mine workers and the mine infrastructure. But, coal can be exported, and a lot of the coal is already exported. So we don't have to burn all the coal that we dig out the ground here. And I'm also concerned that the Department of Environmental Affairs seems to run hot and cold also, because I'm not sure if they really believe the situation regarding climate change and global warming, because for years and years, probably 10 years, they have been pussyfooting around Eskom in terms of getting pollution limits corrected. And Eskom have always given one excuse after the other, and it's always been extended and extended. You know, Eskom and Sasol pollute our atmosphere terribly, particularly the Mpumalanga high flux.
Mm.
And people that live there suffer from terrible diseases in their lungs and blood because of this. And it just allowed to go on and on. And you know, there are times when I really despair. And, you know, I wonder how serious our government really is about really making a better life for everyone in this country.
That's unfortunately the note that we do need to leave it on. Very, very concerning indeed. Not that we're surprised about that, but we do need to keep having these conversations. That's Roger Lilly, energy analyst, talking to us about the transition from coal. Is that possible at all?